what community we have, we've forged in spite of the developers, despite all the shit that's been done over 25, 30 years of undevelopment, or our counter-development. And we've built community, we've survived, we've built community organisations, we've created jobs, we've done that. We've facilitated nursery business so some of our people can actually go to work. We've done all that without the bloody council. So the communities have initiative, they have the capacity to solve most of their own problems. The question is, do they control the resources to actually do that? And that comes down to what level of collective organisation they have, their tenants' organisations, their mothers' groups, their ethnic minority associations, their church groups, and how those groups counteract the power of the same agencies that we saw in that film. And we have similar ones. They're just called different things. Essentially, that network of controlling quangos is much more complicated, it's much more mobile and fluid, and more clever at disguising its true purpose than it was 20 years ago. So our fight is the fight to stay.
Yeah.
But in that, we have to have a solution to it. You can't just say, oh, we're for no change.
But then, Chris, that takes you so far. And then it's when people realise that that doesn't take you further, that then they become more politicised and see the bigger picture. But you do have to do it, obviously, in stages to get from here to where you want to be.
But it's a hard thing because, in a way, you know what I mean? Like, in, for example, in a lot of settlers, Scotland, East Lothian, and that, there were communities, like the miners' communities and things like that, that people were brought up in politics and things like that, you know what I mean? And basically, you know, in 1974, they brought down the Heath government and stuff. And after that, that was a major change because basically the establishment said, you know, we're not having extra parliamentary, community based organisations that are so powerful they can literally bring down a government. And, you know, whether it's Labour or the Conservatives, because it was the same with Callaghan and the way the unions brought down Callaghan. So basically, you know, they keep us kind of just, I think, fighting for just the community, where I think, I mean, I don't have the solution for it. I just think that, you know, we need to sort of discuss actually redistribution of wealth, not just the improvement of poverty.